Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Can we go to a room? Just be yourself.
That's all you can be when you approach somebody. Go from there. That's my opinion on it. What's your advice on that, bro?
Well, you know, when it comes down to the ladies, you know, ladies is my thing. You know, I love women. I'm like Cat Williams. I got ladies perfume, lady baby lotion, lady everything over here, baby. When a lady come over to my house, I'm married right now. But before, you know, you got to be prepared. You got to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and tell you ladies how to impress a woman, just like my brother said. You have to always be yourself. If a woman cannot accept you for who you are, she is not the woman you need to be getting at anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's not worthy of you. She might be a jump off or whatever, but she ain't going to be the one you need to be wife. That's just point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? Always brush your teeth. Brush them teeth. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you don't have no spinach or no cabbage all up in your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Macaroni and cheese smeared all on your tongue and shit. You know, clean that shit off, man. Spare the next motherfucker they got to look up in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? She ain't trying to holler at you if you can't take care of your teeth. Another thing, ladies, we was just talking about last night. Last night, we was talking about the hairy ass armpits and stuff. If you have a mustache on your face, around your pussy, on your hair, or even on your nipples, you need to wax that shit off. That's just point blank for it. Nobody wants to talk to you if you're looking like Hakuna Matata. That's just, it is what it is.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Am I right, though?
You're right. Amen. Hallelujah on that one, bro.
Yes. Amen. Yes. If you are a femme and you are trying to approach a stud or a no label or whatever she may be, you need to watch what you wear. I love me a woman that, you know what I'm saying, got the red heels, the red bottoms, you know, with the little short dresses or whatever. But if that shit wasn't made for you, do not wear that shit. They make sexy stuff for skinny people, and they make it for big people. And the stuff they make for big people are not made for the skinny woman to wear. And the stuff that they make for the skinny woman, big woman, stop doing it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody find that attractive because you're trying to be somebody you are not. If you're big, keep wearing the big stuff. If you're skinny, keep wearing the skinny stuff. Management. And another thing, under your arms and between your cootie cat, and sometimes that belly button and around the poo-poo hair and all that good stuff, y'all need to wash that. They got dirt. They got all kinds of stuff. You don't like dirt, they even got the dollar store stuff that you can get from Dollar Tree. They got razors, they got all that stuff, man. Facial cleanser. You need to dig up in your butt, man. Don't try to go hug the girl. You need to get you some hand sanitizer to wash your hands or something because, you know, y'all don't nobody want to catch what you got. That's just real talk. We don't want to catch that nasty. We don't want to catch no hepatitis because you don't want to wash your booty cheeks or under your titties or your hands and you try to hug us. You know what I'm saying? No. That goes for you studs and you fans. So if you want to be approachable, you need to learn how to be approachable. All
right.
You have to look the part. You have to be yourself. Because if you are taking care of your body, nobody else is going to take the time to take care of it either. I'm just saying. Nobody got time for that. It's not cute. It's very unattractive. Oh, and woman, oh, God. One more thing. The best thing for a person to want to be attracted to you is to have self-esteem. No self-esteem is so unattractive. You know, I hear a woman a lot say, oh, my God, I don't think I'm pretty enough. She looks better than me and blah, blah, blah. Who the hell want to sit around here and you complain about stuff that you are blessed with? You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to look like Beyonce or whatever. You're not supposed to look like her. And some people think she ugly, too. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to look like her. You're supposed to be you. And you need to embrace yourself and work on making yourself beautiful to look the way that God presented you to be. So, exactly. No self-esteem, don't even come to KC because I'm going to walk away. It's just that point blank. No. It's not attractive at all. It's not. I'm going to walk away from you. And then probably the next time I see you, I'm going to probably put you in one of my groups. But that's not cute. It is not. So, And thirstiness, oh no, do not go up to a girl and be all thirsty, put your titties and stuff all on her. Like, who wants that? Like, come on now. Don't come to me like a slut, baby, because I'm going to treat you like a slut.
Right.
Don't let her want all that thirstiness, man. That's just, it's not cute at all. No.
No, but
yeah, so what you think, Tay? You got any more tips for the ladies?
I mean, you said it all, bro. You took some words right out of my mouth.
Girl, because that look, because, you know, for real, on a daily basis, that good woman every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, another thing is not approachable, okay? If a person has a woman, okay, or a boyfriend or whatever, if they are committed to somebody, leave them the alone.
Say it again. I don't think they heard you.
If ladies, if you know that this person that you are attracted to has a person in their life and they're happy, and even if they are not happy, leave them alone until they fix their goddamn baggage. That is not cute at all. I'm telling you, like I tell some of you ladies, because some of you ladies, this trifling as hell, y'all see my goddamn Facebook status and my goddamn Twitter, that bitch be saying goddamn I'm married, okay? Y'all, girl,
right.
y'all some thirsty-ass women. It's a lot of thirsty-ass women out there, you know what I'm saying? And I be putting y'all on the spot on there. I'm going to put your ass on the spot on here. That is not cool. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Not cool, because do you think I'm going to wife you and you're trying to get me away from my wife? That means, bitch, you're going to do it again. You know what I'm saying? No.
Mm-hmm.
No, dot com, boo-boo. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to calm down, okay? That's not true.
Right.
That's not true. So if she's married and she got a boo-boo, leave her alone. Because sometimes the boo-boo, when she finds out, she might come for you. Okay?
Real.
Yeah. Real. That's some real stuff, man.
It is
100% real. People need to start respecting people, man. It's called respect. Respect these women out here. You know what I'm saying? If you show respect to a woman, she might just pick you up. She might just give you the time of day.
Right.
If you show her some respect, show her some respect. Respect, high self-esteem, you know what I'm saying? Your manners, your soul. What'd you say?
I said, and be yourself. Don't be fake. Oh, yeah, I got one other thing. If you approach somebody, don't have on no strong-ass cologne and or perfume.
Exactly.
If you're trying to talk to somebody and you're having a conversation and they smell that, they're going to choke, eyes going to start running and some more shit. Just be yourself. Put on a little bit here and there and just go for what you know. Don't try to kill him before you talk to him.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do right now, ladies, I need you all to make it short because we have a couple more topics tonight. Please make it short. 1 minute less. 2 minutes. Y'all can have 2 minutes tonight, okay, boo-boos? Okay, y'all can have 2 minutes for making sure to have consideration for the other people that are on the line, okay? Now that you're asking us for some advice, then when we get to the advice line, then you can talk away. Sorry. But for right now, we're doing topics. I'm going to go to area code 919-806. Let me know some tips on how somebody can be approachable to another woman they're trying to talk to.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, you.
Okay, make it quick. Right, y'all basically said it all. Be yourself. Please make sure you look good. Do not be walking around looking ratchet. Don't nobody want to talk to somebody that looks a mess. And like I said, make sure you smell good. Like, that means you can't be musty, can't be fishy. I don't want to smell no crab cakes, none of that shit. No. Smell good. Be yourself. Don't be shy. I know I'm shy when not, but I ain't afraid to talk to nobody. Don't be shy. If you think somebody's cute, just go ahead and say something. Just say, hey, how you doing? Like, that's the only thing you got to say. They just start the conversation from there. You never know. You meet everybody for a different reason. So, yeah. Don't be rude. Don't be rude. Don't be rude. You never know what somebody's going through. Don't be rude. R-E-S-T-E-C-T. I'll say it again. R-E-S-T-E-C-T. Respect. Respect. You got to respect everybody. Everybody. I don't care what they're going to do to you. You got to respect. Like, that's the main thing. Respect yourself. Respect other people. And I'm done. Because I think my 2 minutes is up.
You off chain, girl.
I was trying to tell you, Tell got me on Twitter the weakest ever. Then y'all, Vimo, man, I'm going through it tonight. I'm feeling so good.
Well, I might come back and ask you for another topic. I don't know. If you be good, I might come back, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so. You know the deal. Thank you so much for calling She's On Radio. Don't go anywhere because we got a better topic next, hey?
All right.
All right, there you go, 804-236. Tonight's topic is we want to know some tips on how to be approachable to the women that you're trying to date. Be mindful of other callers. You know the deal. Talk to us.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, and you okay? Merry Christmas.
Pretty much just, I don't know, be approachable, smile, don't always look mean. I'm giving myself advice while I'm saying this. I don't know, but I'm speechless. I'm listening. I need some advice on that.
All right. So what we'll do for you is we'll come back to you because the next one, yeah, we already know you're gonna comment on this next time. So we'll just come back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Here you go, 254-624. You know the deal. The nice topic is how can somebody be approachable to somebody that they like or crush on? Hit us.
I gave y'all the topic. I needed advice on it because I don't know how.
I know you gave me the topic. We want to know, give us some things that you don't like that you would like people to, you know what I'm saying, work on. You feel me? Give us anything. It's your topic, man. You got to give us something.
Right? Well, I mean, don't come up to me like, you know, all loud and stuff and, you know, be calm. Smile. I don't know, y'all. I have a problem with this. It's hard. I don't even know how to approach somebody, so I don't know how to tell somebody else how to approach me.
Well, you're going to learn tonight, like Bernie Mac said. You're going to learn. You're going to learn, girl.
I'm taking notes.
You're going to learn tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come back to you, all right? We're going to go for another topic in a few seconds, all right? Don't go nowhere.
Okay. I won't.
All right. Area code 86799-0. Tonight's topic is, what are some ways that a woman can be approachable to another woman? Be mindful of other callers and hit me.
I will be mindful of the other calls. I'll talk to the staff tonight. Good evening, Teddy. Good evening, KC. Good evening, ladies out there in radio land. The way that I've had to relearn how to approach a woman because I was in a relationship for so long. So I was given some tips by an older person, and they said, you know, first of all, you just speak. You know, just say hello to the person, introduce yourself. My name's Susan. How are you? You know, tell me a little bit about yourself, you know. Just kind of like ease into the conversation and ease into things. You know, ask the woman her favorite flower, her favorite color.
you know, different things like that. What does she like to do for fun? You know, what's her favorite food? What's her favorite fruit? You know, just try and get to learn a person and what they like. You know what I mean? And above all things, do not be rude. You know, be respectful to a woman. One of the things that I don't like is when a woman comes at me really hard. Like, I don't want a passive woman, but I just want someone who is intelligent and who is able to stimulate my mind. You know, if you can't sit and hold a conversation for 5 minutes and all you want to do is text all the time, I have a problem with that. I'm old school. I want to hear your voice. I want to know some things about you. Like, I can tell a lot by the way a person responds to me in their voice and the highs and the lows, the raises and the lows of a voice. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's just a lot of things that I pay attention to. I'm an observer. I'm a Cancer. I'm an observer. You know, I pay close attention to what a person says, how they say it, you know what I mean? Sometimes I overanalyze, I'm over analytical, but you know what I mean? And I'm out there, I'm trying to meet women, I want to start dating, and you know, I was kind of sat down and I like what you said, Casey, I'm gonna wrap up with this, that's where I am. I like what you said about if a woman is involved, back the hell up. I just did that. I found out that someone that I was trying to get to know was feeling somebody, and I saw some things that maybe I shouldn't have seen, but I saw them anyways. And it wasn't because I was, like, stalking. I was just on another site, and I saw, like, some things. So I backed up because this person obviously is really feeling this other person. I don't come in between. I'm not a homewrecker. I don't come in between anything. The minute I find out that you're really feeling someone else, if you can't be honest with me, I'm going to be honest with you and let you know that I know. You know, I mean, I have no problem with that. So, I mean, you know, this is a great topic. I look forward to the other topic, you know. But I am single and I'm looking, you know, and like I'm just sitting back and observing and it's not happening for me. Maybe I'm doomed to spend the rest of my life alone. I don't know. I don't know what God has planned for me. Whatever it is, I'm trying to sit back and be patient. It's been a year and a half. I've been single and celibate, so, you know, it hasn't been easy. It gets lonely sometimes, but I'm all right. That's what I'm making new friends for. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.
That was some good advice. That was some good advice. And I hope somebody takes it to that. Right there. All right.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, code 804-591. The topic tonight is, can you give us a little bit of tips on how to be approachable to women out there? Be mindful of other callers. Make it quick. Not too quick. You got about 2 minutes. You can talk the 2 minutes. All right. But talk to them.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello.
Now, actually, you know, normally I don't approach females. Normally I go for the studs, but normally when I see a stud that I'm interested in, I'm always in my work uniform, and I'm not feeling myself that way, so I never really approach it because, like, I want to, but, I mean, you know, normally I'm at my work and I can't be like, so, like, how you doing, you know, because then, you know, I'm afraid I might get trouble, you know, in trouble with my boss and stuff. But, you know, on the street, you know, me personally, I'm a rainbow rocker. So, like, you know, I show my pride and I also show that, you know, hey, you know, you know, I'm into females and stuff like that. So, like, maybe if, you know, I don't see a female and she's gay and, you know, I don't see her right away, you know, maybe she can approach me. But my advice would have to be if I approach a female, you know, as I said, you know, like, find something, I don't know, like, I always learn, you know, find something to kind of start the conversation with, like, say, like, you in Walmart, and they're looking at something, and, you know, like a CD or something, you know, and you know about it, you know, you can go off and be like, hey, you know, I have that CD, you know, it's really good, you know, like, are you really into this kind of music, you know, like, get it kind of started a little bit, you know, but, you know, all you got to do is really be confident, you know, and hope for the best. If not, I always try to approach it as a, you know, I'm just trying to be friends with you, not really try to start a relationship kind of wise, because I don't want, you know, the girl to be pressured or anything, but, you know, that's just how I feel.
All right. Well, you have said some valid stuff today, and I thank you so much for giving your opinion. It really did rock. So don't go nowhere, though, because we have an awesome topic, another awesome topic for you, so don't go anywhere, okay?
All right. I'll be right here.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I love her energy. She has good energy. I like that. I definitely like that. Area code 770-865. The question is tonight is, well, question topic, same thing. What are some key tips on, you know, being approachable to the same sex or somebody that you were trying to talk to? Could be same sex, other sex, whatever, you know, but talk to us.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Well,
I'm sleepy, but I'm going to make this quick. The advice that I would give to anybody is be aware of your energy. You can be dressed from head to toe and give off negative energy and nobody's going to approach you. You definitely have to be aware of what message your body is sending off to other people, what message your vibe and your aura is sending off to other people. If you're in a nasty mood and you're giving off that vibe, nobody wants to talk to somebody that's nasty. If you're bitter, if you haven't let go of some stuff that may have hurt you in your life and you haven't dealt with it and that's what you're giving off, nobody's going to want to approach you. So if you're looking for something, you need to be aware of yourself first. Be aware of yourself and be aware of the energy that you're putting out. I think it's very sad that we have to tell women to keep up with their bodies. Like, I think that's like, that's supposed to be a given. So I'm going to assume that everybody's already doing that. So even when you're looking the part, you're dressing the part and everything else, you still have to be aware of the nonverbal message that your energy and your vibe is putting out to other people. And then I'm about to go to sleep.
All right, man. Before you go to sleep, I definitely want to thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. I love that advice. That advice is so real. So it was definitely real. I definitely appreciate that. And I know 804-591 appreciated that too. So
okay. Y'all have a good night. Okay, thank you. Hey, Teddy.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Good night.
All right, good night. All right, area code 248, Lord, I'm sorry, please don't kill me. Area code 248-242. The question is tonight, or the topic is, what are some ways to be approachable to someone that you like? Talk to us.
Well, I guess you got to just have good hygiene, and like the last caller said, you know, watch your body language and what you're giving off, and try to smile, smell good, look good, and know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm finding yourself.
That's good. I'm well.
Yeah, that's about it. I want to stick around for the next subject. It sounds pretty good, even though you ain't said it yet.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to She's on Radio. We will be right back to you with the next topic. All right. Area code 305-834. Tonight's topic is, what are some ways that are Lord, please don't forget. Please forgive me. What are some good ways to be approachable to someone that you will want to date? All right. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, this is Mr. Miami. Myself, I like for a woman not to approach me. As me being a stud, I don't think that there's a certain gender, you know. I don't think that there's necessarily a stud got to approach a femme or a femme got to approach a stud. In my situation, I would prefer to approach another femme, you know. I think that it's very unladylike when someone throws themselves at you. You know, when you're in the club scene, that's not a good way to get recognized by being half-dressed, first of all, being all over the floor. That's just not a good way, you know. That's not a good signal to send out to people, you know, especially when you're trying to, you know, when you're feeling somebody. Also, club scenes are just not the scene you want to find the next relationship on. You know, I know when we were younger, they say 9 times out of 10, wherever you meet somebody at is where they're going to spend majority of their relationship at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. So, like I say, you know, everybody's saying good hygiene. You know, communication is a big part of life itself. You know, it's not even, you know, just trying to get at somebody. A simple conversation can lead so far in life. You know, people really just don't know how far a simple hello can go. You know, you can say hello to the president's mama and not even know this is mama. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, just having clear communication with a person, having eye contact. Eye contact is amazing. If you cannot look at somebody and talk to them, there's no point of talking to a person, if you ask me. You know, I don't want to look at somebody or talk to somebody that's looking here, there, and everywhere else. You know, eye communication is a big part. You know, there's a lot of lust that goes on. There's a lot of love that go on with eye contact. You know, so just sit back. Like I gotta tell people, you know, I've been in the current relationship my man for about 6 months now, and you know, I sat back for about 9 months, and you know, I just let you know. Sometimes you gotta sit back and wait for things to come to you.
Right.
Everything that look good ain't good. So just because you think you like that person, shit, it was a lot of people I thought I liked. It was a lot of people I thought I was in love with. Shit, and it just didn't work out. So just sit back, you know, just chill, relax, you know what I'm saying? Just get to know a person, you know, women and studs, straight, gays, whatever. Stop trying to give up your body parts so easy. That's not going to make somebody want to stick around. It's not, you know. Bottom line, this is not about to make somebody stick around because you're giving it up on the first night. I'm a stud, and if I can hit a female on the first night, the second night, I don't even want you.
Because
I already had it on the first night. You know, that's not a good way to let somebody know that you like them. You know, a simple date, you know, going out on a date, you know, going to the movies, a little picnic, going on a little walk. I don't give a fuck if it's around the block, you know. Simple things like that shows a lot more than pulling down your pants and putting on the strap or opening up your legs, laying on your back. So, this goes out to everybody, you know. I've been a dancer, you know. I'm an exotic stud entertainer, you know, and, you know, it's my time to sit down. You know, it's not for me no longer. You know, I'll still do it. But I know that I'm in a relationship now, and I know that that's not going to cut it in my relationship. You know, when you want to settle down, there's some things you got to give up. Shit, Facebook is sometimes something you got to give up. Because that shit is drama. It's drama.
Okay.
You know, so definitely, you know, and like I said, you know, mad love and mad shouts out to She's On Radio. You know, I've been trying to, you know, holler at y'all for a quick little minute now, you know, since I seen y'all was out doing y'all thing. You know, you don't find a lot of organizations and a lot of people that have come together and host things like you guys are doing. You know, mad love and mad shouts out to you from the whole team, Mr. Miami and team, Mr. Miami and Mr. Miami myself, you know. So like I said, don't be so quick to give it up. Simple conversation, eye contact, clear communication, good hygiene, because I don't want to look at somebody or be around somebody breast on hum mode, because that's going to run me the opposite way, and you're going to lose your next wife or your next husband. You know what I'm saying? Flat out. That's it. We're going to be this way. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, mad love to y'all. I ain't going to hold up y'all time, but I want to stick around for the next topic, but my wife, she just went to work, and I'm sleepy as hell, y'all, but I'm going to try to stick up for the next one. I'm going to try. Don't blame me if I don't.
We
got to
get you on here, son. We got to get you on here.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That'll be my honor.
All right, well, I'm going to inbox you on Facebook or whatever. We're going to try to get you on because I know the ladies love you, too. Yeah. They love you. Yes, Lord. You got
shit on. All day.
That's what's up.
And I love them, too, even in the relationship. I love them, Sid. They pay my bills.
I know that's right.
Amen.
I know that's right. Well, we thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. I know you tired. If you go, I understand, you know, but...
I'm up watching Mickey Mouse right now, so I might be able to stay awake after all. I just looked over Mickey Mouse popping off. So good. Sit back.
Now.
Now, I know about Mickey Mouse be keeping me up too, man, especially Goofy.
You know what? I can't go to sleep unless I'm watching cartoons when my woman ain't here. Like, that's the only... I can't go to sleep unless I'm watching cartoons. That's probably sad to say. I'm a grown-ass stud. But
oh,
shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I do that, too.
Man, at least you're not watching Hannah Montana, the reruns of Hannah Montana. That's what I got to watch to go to bed. Keeping it real.
Oh, hell no. I can't do it to Hannah.
Hannah,
I need door or something.
I be singing with her.
I'm trying to learn a couple Spanish words and shit. I'm following Dora on Twitter and shit.
Ain't no luck. You know, I'm going to follow her, too. I know her.
I don't even know if Dora got a Twitter. I'm just saying. Shit, I'm just trying to learn Spanish.
You know what? I just look for her. She sure do that. She got it.
Oh, word? Oh, okay, shit.
You got to go follow her.
You got to be ready to go follow her. What, she got a Twitter?
Well, definitely, you know what I'm saying, if y'all ever get a chance, you know what I'm saying, I know a lot of people that be wanting to, they be on Facebook trying to ask me a lot of questions, you know, I'm a very open person, you know what I'm saying, so if I ever get a chance, you know, to do an interview with you guys, people, please tune in, you know, I'm open to answer any question, you know, some people like, Sid, do you and your girl have sex? Of course we do, you know what I'm saying, just stupid questions that people ask, but... It is what it is. I answer the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Some people are like, would you date me? Bitch, I don't even know you, but okay, yeah, I would. Fuck it. I enjoy life, y'all. I just lost my mother on the 4th of July, and I just been living, yo. Real talk. I see y'all affiliated with Team Pretty P. And all of them, mad love and shouts out to the team, Pretty P and King Kills and them doing their thing.
Yeah, man. They coming out here with 2 weeks to do the event, whatever.
Okay, well, hopefully y'all be able to get me on some type of event coming up, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because what I'm doing now, I'm scoping for 2013. And your name was one that popped up anyway. So
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But like I told you, man, I'm gonna definitely hit you up.
Don't do that, bro.
I'm gonna definitely hit you up. I already put some on your wall anyway. See, I'm already fast, so you already know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yeah, like I say. Definitely don't go nowhere. Keep looking at Mickey Mouse, and Mickey Mouse can keep you up. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to hit the next caller.
All right, do that.
All right,
fam.
All right, Chad, you can stop being quiet now.
Oh, I'm in awe. I've heard so much about I've heard so much about Mr. Miami and getting to talk so much. I had to be quiet for a minute now. Come on.
I know, right? Look, we normally be yapping, man, but shoot. I know. That was a privilege right there, you know what I'm saying?
That's yeah, that was an honor, man. Like you say, you'll never know who's listening, man.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Miami. You are still here. This computer is having problems right now, so we're just going to talk to you. Until this computer
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm
get
good.
Back
I'm
running.
Here.
Until it get back running, we're going to continue to talk to you.
That's
what's
up.
Great.
That's what's up.
This thing getting on my nerves now. If you all have the virus scanner, McAfee, please burn it now. Oh, that thing, I'm so serious. Like, it'd be messing up your internet connection. And you don't want to delete it off your computer. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You don't want none of these viruses coming through your computer. You know what I'm saying? And this thing
is
crazy.
Between a rock and a hard place. Between a rock and a hard place.
Alright, so hold on. I think we're back. I went to another screen. Y'all remind me, KC, do this thing from Skype tomorrow. Y'all just tell me in advance so I can remember.
I'm gonna send you a text message.
please send me something. This thing is now. This is what you don't do when you go on a date. Bring this ghetto shit to the date. Don't bring this to the date. For real.
Oh, my God.
You might not get on your... There we go. Hold on. Here, we got something. All right,
something.
Man. We'll be right back to you, man.
All right.
Area code 731446. You can tell us a little bit of things that women... you thought I wasn't going to say none of that.
I got her.
How did you do it? Tell us some things that make a woman more approachable or how you can approach somebody that you want to date. Talk to us. I'm so excited.
Hey, guys. It's Vimo from Imprinted Souls.
Hello.
Well, hey. I just think confidence is a big key because I don't know why, but a lot of people find me very unapproachable, but I always have a smile on my face, and I'm always confident, you know, and I think it's because I'm really goofy, but, you know, I don't know. It's just some people don't find me approachable, and some people find it so easy to come to me. So, I wouldn't really be the one to give advice to anybody, but just, you know, being yourself, and like Mr. Miami said, just spark a conversation, but don't be putting your whole business out there on the front. I don't care nothing about your life right now because I don't know nothing about you. But, like, I mean, like, if you really trying to talk to me, show respect to yourself and show me respect and just, you know, come to me in a respectable manner and, you know, I'm a goofy person so you can be goofy with me, but don't sit there and tell me your life story. Like, don't just jump off and start saying, you know, don't start talking about your exes or your past relationships. Tell me about you. I don't care nothing about the people around you right now. And just, you know, being approachable is just, you know, it's different in everybody's eyes. So, you know, it's just, I just say carry some confidence and, you know, just smile a lot. And I try to compliment people every day, which makes me, I guess, a little bit more approachable. But... You know, I mean, that's really all it. That's it.
Well, Hey, how you feel about her? About what she just... How do you feel about everything she just said?
Nothing but the truth. You got to be approachable, be yourself, and don't stop being goofy now. Ain't nothing wrong with being goofy.
Yeah, I like to laugh.
You know. I'm like that too. Make a person laugh real quick. Just, you know, being yourself, being goofy, it might work for you. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, being approachable is different to everyone because I've met some really shy people that are just like Vimo. You're just so outgoing. I just don't know how to approach you because I don't know how you'll take it. And I'm just like, come on to me, you know, say, hey, how you doing? It's not a thing, you know? But, you know, some things click and some don't. So it's all about, you know, being yourself.
Yep, being yourself is going to be the key to a lot of things, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, one more piece of advice. When you're approaching someone, don't put on a fake look, because everything that's done in the dark will come to the light. And if that person really starts to feel you and you start to be friends or whatever, they're going to find it out. So don't sit there and, you know, put on a fake look, because I appreciate honesty. And I'm pretty sure everybody else in the world does too. So, yeah.
All right. We thank you so much for coming on the She's On Radio and talking to us. Do not go anywhere, because I want to say we're going to the next topic. No, we're not. We got one more call. I'm sorry. We got one more call. Then we're about to go to the next topic. They put the one right on time.
Well, I hope y'all ladies have a great night, and thank you for representing the LGBT. No?
And thank you, too. We can't forget about you. Now, the only reason I didn't go and come to your radio show tonight was because I was stuck in traffic. Yes, Richmond sucks.
It's okay. You know, I don't blame you. It's cool. But, you know, we got to support each other. So, you know, I'm here.
Well, thank you for being here, and I'm going to definitely tune in. Are you going on tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow's Freaky Friday. I'm so ready.
Well, I'm going to be there for Freaky Friday. I like to get freaky, so I will be there to hit it up. Please tweet me and just say, KC, please, you know, just say something. Just say anything. I'm coming. Because sometimes my mind get blocked, but I don't have nothing to do tomorrow, so I'll be there, okay?
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear from you.
All right. Well, thank you so
All
much.
Right.
She's on radio, and we'll be right
have
back to
night.
You.
All right.
You too. All right, ladies, if you are listening right now online, the area code is 646-716-6977. Please call in and press the number one, because I want to talk to you, okay? I definitely want to talk to you. So, Teddy, give me a topic. So I'm being quiet, Teddy.
I'm being shy right now. Long distance relationships, yes.
No. What do you want to know about long distance relationships?
Are they good? Are they bad? Everything.
Long distance relationships, it is what it is. Just like relationships in the left local, it can be bullshit locally. A lot of people say, hey, I can't be in a long distance relationship because I can't see them every day. I can't lay down with them every day. I can't blah 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 blah. But if you think about it, the same thing that a lot of people go through in long distance relationships happen right in your own city. You have girlfriends that don't give a shit about you, so you don't see them every day. 9 out of 10, you might live with your mom or have a roommate, so they don't come late with you every day. You know, they play the same games they play out of town that they play in town. It is nothing different. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I can say is that you have to have patience, but you got to have patience in a local relationship too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is, you know. I feel like if you meet somebody out of town, love has no distance.
Right.
You know, love has no distance, so, you know, I say go for it. Because God don't make mistakes. He definitely
That's right.
does. And sometimes, you know, like a close friend of mine told me, she said, hey, KC, this was referring to, our relationship was referring to She's On, but, you know, she was like, well, you have to sometimes go out of your city to get the respect that you deserve or the love that you deserve and for people to understand you. Mm-hmm. Same thing goes for a relationship. Just because you can't find it in Richmond, Virginia, or wherever you live at, does not mean that love is not out there somewhere. And sometimes
right.
you have to go soul searching. A lot of people say, hey, don't go looking for a relationship, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I say, how the hell are you going to find a good one if you don't even go out there and try? You know what I'm saying? You gotta make your, like we just talked about, you got to make yourself approachable.
Right.
I don't believe in that whole wait around and blah, blah, blah. Your ass be at the bus stop finding with bones and a dog with bones sitting there waiting for the right one to come into your life. Girl,
mm-hmm.
you better pray on it. You better leap out on faith and you better let go and let God. You better find somebody, girl. You hear me?
I got you, bro. I got you.
So if she live in Jamaica and you live in Virginia, look, y'all need to date. Just like my boy Miami said, lay back a little bit. Relax, man. Hey. Lay back a little bit. Talk to people. Get to know these people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump into these relationships. I don't care if they're in or out of state. Don't jump into these relationships. You need to get to know who you're dating. But like I said, your true love could live 1,000 miles away.
Right.
When you still chasing a local jack that don't care nothing about you, but that one that live 1,000 miles away, love you. Unconditionally, they ready to come and travel. They ready to come and get you and take care of you and make you the queen that you are. So, like I said, love has no distance. And what about you, Daddy?
Oh, you spoke the words. Like you say, love has no distance. If you see something there, go for it. Don't just take a chance on it. I mean, either the person going to go with it or they not. Because I was having that problem. I took a chance, unfortunately, with that particular person. It didn't work, but I'm also conversating with somebody else, and who knows what that might lead to. And they do not live in the state of Virginia. Got to go outside of my box, and hopefully I find love and love find me.
All right. All right. Well, definitely a congratulations on that. You know, but like Miami said, Teddy, stop.
I'm laying back, though. I heard.
Sometimes you know what I'm saying? You just got to talk. You got to meet new people on it. Everybody that you meet is not going to be the one that, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the wifey material. Hey, look, I'm talking. Look, you hear me? Don't make me get my belt. You hear me?
So get the belt. I heard you in Miami. I take everybody's advice because I'm a young boy, so I'm still learning. So
yeah.
I'm taking advice.
Don't make me get my damn belt.
You
know what I mean? I ain't number 12. I ain't number 12 now. I don't care how old you are. I will beat the hell out of you 12 times. You need sometimes to do. Sometimes you need to do what Miami said. You need to lay back. You need to chill. You need to stop putting your feelings in because you put your feelings on the table all the time.
Yeah,
I'm putting everybody out. I'm gonna kill everybody. No, I'm just joking. Look,
no, not that bad.
But you human though, Teddy. You are human, man. You know we all have feelings, but sometimes you're like Miami said. You need to just chill on them feelings for a minute. You need to rotate on them, Jane, and you need to make sure this person is the one, which means don't put all your heart, don't put your whole heart into somebody you just met to date. You know what I'm saying? Give them realness. Just because you be real with a person don't mean you got love on the first date. Now, you don't even know this person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I don't fall in love on the first date. No, that takes time.
Don't make me beat you.
Look, don't beat me, bro. I'm a run. You got to catch my big ass first.
I'm sorry, y'all. We do this every day on the radio, off the radio. It is what it is. So we gonna take lessons from people, and we gonna make it work, man. We gonna make it work. And Teddy, I already know you a good person, man. And you know the woman that comes into your life, she better be a winner. Just like Pimp said, a winner. She better be a winner.
Because
fucking
winner.
If she's not a winner, then I want a spinner. You heard that? You heard thatladies.com. You got to come through KC to get the teddy. Okay,
management.
It is what it is. Got
to go through my manager.
Yes. So, ladies, I want to know, let's get down and dirty. Let's get freaky tonight. I want to talk some freaky things. Y'all know, y'all already know, it's time to get freaky. She's going out the dock. It's going to that 1 o'clock hour. So I'm about to make my voice a little deeper for you, ladies.
Come on, Barry White. Come on with the Barry White stuff. Put Barry White on the radio.
So I want to know, how do you ladies feel about eating the twat or the period?
Oh, God.
I want to know how many faces just went up when I said that.
One right here, me right here. Got one.
Your face went up.
Hang on.
Now, what do you say? Now, are you the one that like to get them red wings?
No. Because I think you asked me this before, and I said, yeah, but I had time to think about it, and honestly, no. No. Pineapples. No. Can't do it. I'll wait. My 5 to 7 days. I'll wait.
All right. Well, me, man, look, it is what it is. Me, personally, when I was younger, before I knew what the blood was about and where it came from and how it can affect me as a person going down licking on the twat while it was there,
mm-hmm.
I did it. I always put a tampon in a coochie. I never did it raw. I never had no blood to splash in the middle. Not a vampire, and no ma'am, no girl. But now, no. As I got older, it was not the correct thing to do. The blood is pretty much cleaning out your system, which means that you have a lot of bad bacteria in your body. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this system, this, you know, period, is cleaning the bad bacteria out of your body, is cleaning everything out of your body. And I don't think that's edible. You know?
Yeah.
And after I learned that in health class, I've just been like, don't even come near me, okay? Do not bring the poo-poo near me, okay? I'm not with it. It's not for me. I do not even want to get a drip of blood on my... No. It's nasty. No. It's not for me. But like, teach his own though, bro. I mean, some people do like it. You know, and I always say, if you love this person, blah, 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 no, baby. If she loves you, she wouldn't let you go down there. .com. She wouldn't let you go down there and taste them nasty-ass juices. That is not cute.
That's cold.
And y'all be wondering why some of these thugs got these bloody stained teeth. That's because they eat the vajayjay on the period and the blood won't come off them yellow teeth. That is what it is.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, no. Lord.
Girl, it is just disgusting. It's not human. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think people should do it. And you will say I'm a contradictor. No. I did it when I was younger, when I was like 17, 18. You know what I'm saying? Because the older stuff was like, yeah, you got to eat that pussy on the period. They like that. You know, so you kind of go about with the older stuff. You're 17, so you're trying to learn stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, shit, once I got about 19, baby, and I went to school, I went to college, baby, and got into that health class, and they showed me that stuff on that little projector, girl. No, ma'am. No, not elbow. Well, I do it again. No. So, with that being said, Teddy, you got any more comments about the blood period?
That's the pineapples. That's all I can say. Pineapples.
Pineapples, no.
No. Pineapples, no.
Yes. Make the face.
No, pineapples, no.
Oh, God, oh, help me. No.
What I'm going to do now, because I really know this is a topic right here that there's going to be some agree to disagree on here. So I really want to hear this topic. So area code 804-236, how do you feel about women that eat the Harriet coochie? Talk to us.
First of all, you couldn't wait to ask that question and get to me right. But I'm going to talk to her for y'all tonight, okay? So, okay. First of all, when you said it, my face dropped. All right. Now, as far as eating the pussy on the period and shit, I wouldn't let my girl do that. I wouldn't let nobody do that to me because I think that's just like a whole level of disrespect. Like, but I mean, we have had sex, like, bumping with a tampon on. Yeah, I do that. But not eating it. But then you got, you know, I'm not knocking nobody because then you got to think about, okay, when you have a baby, that same blood that comes out when your period is what's on your baby that you kiss all on your, you know, when you have your baby, you and your partner kissing on a bloody baby. So, I mean, fact, period is not the worst thing in the world. Yes, it does clean you out, but period sticks when it sits, and it, you know, it don't just automatically come out clean. It don't. It sticks when when people let it sit and don't clean it and don't wash their ass and shit like that. It don't. I mean, it ain't got the best smell, but it don't. It don't. It ain't that older shit. That shit comes from not changing pads, being out in the heat, knowing that you're on your period and not taking care of your business, not showering, all that shit comes from that. All that shit is nasty. But no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't let nobody do it to me, but, you know, to each his own. Some people do it, you know, people in relationships, having babies, they kiss some blood anyway when they, I mean, it is what it is. But, hats off to the people that do it. That's all I'm saying. I can't do it.
Well, would you eat a fishy pussy?
Oh, God.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. And I'm going to tell your ass, if it smell like that, I'm going down there and I get a wolf, I'm just not the right woman for you to smell like that. I'm going to need for you to do your little cleansing and this thing. And they go back to the woman that's, it's a difference when you, like what we're talking about the women that's still having sex with men, is a big difference. It's a big difference. You can't fight that. You can't fight that odor. So, I mean, y'all should be able to tell y'all out here having sex with these women that still having sex with men, y'all should be able to tell because it's a big difference. It's a precious type of pussy that ain't been touched.
Yes, big pussy smells like swamps.
Yes.
Yes, I have smelled a big pussy and
mean,
you regretted that.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That period thing, that's just, I mean, I don't know about it. I don't even understand why somebody would want, if you know that you bleeding, why you want to open your legs up and let somebody, I mean, they come up, y'all looking like the Chainsaw Master, it's all on the bed. I mean, that just ain't cute. That ain't cute.
I admit, I went down the road, you know what I'm saying? I did that shit before, you know, when I was younger and shit, but I don't think that shit is not cute. It's nasty, man.
I've never licked a vagina on that while somebody was on, but somebody has done me while I was on, and it was only because I didn't know that I was on. It wasn't a good look. Like, they was mad, but, I mean, I didn't know. I was young as a bitch. I was, like, real young. I didn't even have control on when I was coming on and all that shit, so it wasn't fun. Okay. I wouldn't allow nobody. I don't even allow my girl to do me like until like a couple of days after I go off because she'll be like you're sliding or whatever. That's just me.
That's a nasty hell, man.
Bro. Pineapple.
Teddy. Yeah. You ain't got nothing else to say, right?
Pineapples.
You and your after doc you and your after doc topics, man, I tell you, boy, Lord have mercy.
Man, cause this man, we want to know. Me and Teddy, we want to know these answers. I want to know, cause you know you gonna have some people that's gonna say, okay, well, I agree with it. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna have some people like, I don't believe it's right, or I believe. You know, I just want to get different people's opinions on this nasty shit. You know, I just want to know. That's just me.
What I am gonna tell this She's Own World is y'all know how people go by different names and people are different and they have different personalities. Get to know the other KCs. This the KC right here. I don't know this KC. This the crazy don't give a fuck KC. I know you got something else, but you know, like, your ass crazy.
You trying to put me out there.
Like, hey,
girl, I don't give a fuck, girl. Shit.
Your ass crazy.
I don't give a fuck, but I'm a real cool, collect person. I'm laid back like a motherfucker.
You are. No. Malik and Cleo is laid back and cool. KC is off the fucking chain. That's true.
That was my performing anger, Malik. Malik was the performing girl. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where Malik at right now. You know, he's trying to get Malik to come back, but I don't know. I might got to keep her to sleep somewhere in the bushes.
Yeah, go ahead and leave that, because you know, I'm wild crazy. I like the crazy part. That's you. Keep it like that. It's funny.
Yeah, man, I'm too old to be Lynn Williams on the stage, chat, putting all that makeup and shit. I'm too old for that shit.
Try
to get back to you because I got another question. You know, I'm crazy. I'm having them random stuff in my brain here. But,
especially when you get to the after doc.
Yes, it is after doc. It's past the talk. So, we'll be right back to you, all right? All right. All right, area code 254-624. So, how you feel about women that eat the hoochie all up her? Harriet! Talk to me.
Y'all are silly, man. That shit, that's nasty. I don't even like to be cut when it's that time. I don't even want to be looked at when it's that time. I be hurting. I don't want to. No, that's nasty. I couldn't even enjoy it, even if I did like that shit. Because I just, that's a no-no.
That is a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
My next question was: Would you eat a girl on her coochie? Why she on her curl?
No, I'm not about to have no. Oh my gosh, no.
is it because you don't like the salt in the coochie when it's on the period, or is it because you don't want your face painted red? Tell me the truth.
All of the above, nothing. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to smell that. I don't want to be near that. I don't even want to be near mine, but it's attached to me, so I got to.
Oh, my God. Why don't you want to be near yours? Do yours have a salty smell?
Oh, no, it hurts, and it's just bleeding,
girl,
and that's just nasty.
It is nasty. Girl, I kind of mad. Let me tell you something, girl. Like I said, I did it before. But I'm not doing that shit now. Can you just imagine you have a sex with somebody on her period, and she on one of her worst days, you know, and you make her butt nut and all that displacy of that.
Oh, my God. No, stop.
Can you just imagine that? Like, seriously.
No.
That's
When you first brought up this topic, I was eating. I'm not even eating no more. I didn't put my food up. I don't want to eat no more. That's nasty. And you just made it worse.
Yes. Yeah, oh, make it worse, yeah.
You did, man. You that, like last night, talking about someone, I see a tree. Think of that hairy nipple. You just making my life.
Damn. I'm making your life worse? Oh, my God. You already make me cry.
No, I didn't mean like that. I'm just saying.
Man, I'm just going to keep it 100, man. I'm going to keep it 100 all the time. No, I don't want her to be busting real good, and especially if she a squirter. That is not cute. You don't know what you're going to get. That's when you go down.
Okay, I'm about to throw up now. Oh, God. Oh,
yeah, that is not cute at all. No.
Oh, my goodness. That's pineapples, like Teddy said, pineapples. I don't like it. I want to go home.
No, I gotta go.
I wasn't ready.
No. I wasn't ready, but no.
The way my bank account is set up, I can't do it.
Yeah, you better suck down some of that red juice, and you better pass the fuck out. You better pass the fuck out, girl.
I'm over here gagging, bro. Could you stop?
I mean, it's nasty, and, you know, some people don't believe it's nasty, but it is terrible. It is just... And then y'all wonder around here, walk around here, why some of these lesbians are walking around with these stained teeth, these yellow and red teeth.
Oh, God.
Man, you know what I am, right? Mm-hmm. Girl, some of that red, some of that yellow, girl, it just won't come out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She is just nasty. Mm-mm. She been that squirt on me with that blood, girl. I'ma smack the hell out. I'ma beat in the head with a pad. Beat that shit out of her with a Kotex, girl.
Oh my god, my stomach hurts. Oh no,
girl. I'm just saying, girl. Mm-mm. Life is too short to be sucking and licking on that nasty shit. Mm-mm.
Really?
No. I'm sorry, ladies, if y'all think I'm very vulgar, but if y'all think I'm very vulgar, this is She's On After Dark. It gets worse than this. So if you cannot take this, right here, this little manner talk, you know, She's On After Dark.
Oh, my God.
Not for you. Girl,
I can't wait to hear the person that says they like it.
Girl, this going to be somebody that's going to say, they're going to be like, well... You know, I believe in love.
If you do this,
if I love her and she loves me, I'm going to lick on her pussy. But I'm going to tell you, she don't love you people putting you through that bullshit. Oh, nasty slut. You need to bring over her ass. You need to report her ass to Maura Povich and to Jerry Springer. You need to turn her ass in. Over there talking about pineapples. No, motherfucker, that's some goddamn liberal shit.
You know what?
Girl,
I'm gonna get the
belt
for your ass, girl.
Brother, you gonna say pineapples, girl? I'm gonna be like, oh no, givers? No.
Oh man.
That's my new word, girl. Givers, honey. I can't say pineapples. Is good. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Kevin Hart. But my no is givers, honey. So givers is gonna be my new word, girl. No givers. No.
Extra
hot sauce, baby.
Why you gotta go with the
gizzards
for, bro? Come on now.
I don't like gizzards. You know what? That
slam
ass
gizzard
remind me of that
slam
ass pussy.
Oh, God. You know what? I can't even eat them no more. Thank you.
Oh my God. I can't do it, Paul. I'm dying over here. I'm dying.
Oh, and I bet you the bloody pussy hair is shit. Oh, no shit nasty.
Oh, my God. I need to go to the hospital.
Shit, no. Mm. old Macbeth couldn't have an ass. Old nasty ass. Just nasty as shit. You know what, Casey, you can't take this. I'm about to go in my deal mode, honey, because I'm getting pissed off. I'm about to go in my purse.
I'm getting pissed off, too. Brown, go
No,
y'all
can't
is killing me.
I can't be brown today, Chad. I gotta be Medea, Chad, but I'm ready to kill a bitch now with the old gold
warm
back her ass puss old nasty. I know, and I know it's stinking this butcher up.
Oh my
God. I had to breathe for a minute. I had to breathe.
You
I'm
okay?
sorry, lady.
Okay. You want some juice?
I don't want, hell no, it better not be pineapple and good with juice, Chad. No, I don't want, don't even give me a red Kool-Aid, motherfucker. I don't even want nothing red at this moment. I don't want nothing. Just
oh, my God.
Give me some distilled water.
Oh, Lord.
And make sure you filter that shit, because I don't want no red chunks in my water.
Oh, God.
That is just trifling and nasty, and she needs to be smacked in the face.
Stop. My stomach hurts so bad. Oh, my cheeks hurt.
With 254, you get your cheeks in order, girl, because I'm about to come back with something worse than that. So you get them cheeks in order, all right? And I'll be right back to you, all right? I'll be right back to you. All right. Area code 731-446. The question is, how do you feel about women that like to eat that bloody, bloody, bloody swamp coochie? Talk to us.
Gizzard.
Yes, I like you using that word, gizzard. I know that word. Weird. I'm about to
I was going to say pineapples, but pineapples too good to be saying it for this nasty
right?
ass topic.
No, that's right. Gizzards is the new saying, honey.
Gizzards.
Yes, if I run it on like I'm going to say chillins, girl, chillins.
Chillins, chillins just stink. Okay.
Well, how do you think that bloody pussy going to smell? But smell just like
oh,
chillins and gizzles.
That was ridiculous. No. I'm pretty sure on behalf of all imprinted souls, no is the answer to everything. No, don't do it. Don't go anywhere near it. I stay away. The closest I get to my own is cleaning it up. No, I'm not going to eat nobody whose blood is squirting out at me. It might hit my eye. I don't know. But,
oh, God.
You know, I just don't have time for all that. I can't clean up yours and mine. Calm that down.
Mm-mm. Gizzard.
Mm-mm. Yep, no, gizzard.
Kicking level.
Oh, man.
No, honey, no. Mm-mm. We talking about goddamn pig gizzards, goddamn it. Shit, I know pig got gizzards, shit.
They come from a chicken, bro. They come from a chicken.
I don't give a hell. They can come from a goddamn fox. It's nasty as shit. I don't care where the gizzle come from. Shit, that shit sounds nasty and it tastes nasty. This tastes terrible.
Oh, God.
Whoever made the rule to cut the gizzle out of the chicken or whatever it come from, they need to be smacked in the head in the face. Because that just tastes terrible. Have you ever sunk your teeth into a gizzle and something slammed and just jumped on your tongue? Mm.
You know what? I'm not going to never, ever eat gizzards again. Never,
that
ever.
That shit tastes foul, but that shit need to rule the world better than that shit tastes. Mm.
Never,
Casey is ruining Teddy's life right now.
Yes, she is. I love my brother and stuff, but damn it, I love gizzards, but now I can't do it. Every time I walk in the store and go past some gizzards, I'm
bloody
like,
bloody coochie. Like,
bloody
no,
coochie, that's all I'm going to think.
Bloody bird. It's a
cooler
bird. It's a bloody
cooler
bird.
I'm gonna say that every time I go past them in the store, man. I swear, my mama gonna think I'm crazy.
Man, her old warm back swamp coochie having had it. Oh, nasty. Just she just nasty. Whoever you is, to eat the pussy on the coochie on the bloody. You're nasty.
My ex was willing to do that. I was like, oh, hell no, you need to sit down. Take your whole
thing. Did you smell?
Did I, Samantha? No,
I don't.
No, I don't condone in violence, but I did think twice about dating her.
Mm-hmm. I bet you get through all of her mouth. Just think about all the bloody smoke coochies she done ate before you. Oh, you done just kissed her. Ugh. Lord. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Gizzards.
Yeah.
My eyes roll them.
I better brush my like cherry Kool-Aid. Oh, nasty.
Oh, God. You can't hold on. When you eating that, you can't even throw good shit on it. You gotta look at the blood.
I don't drink cherry Kool-Aid. I like blue Kool-Aid.
I'm talking about when you're eating the Kootaburra, the bloody Kootaburra. You can't throw some whipped cream. You can't flavor that shit because the blood is still going to be there.
Gross. Oh, man. Oh, hell.
Can't have whipped cream no more. Come on, y'all keep ruining it for me. Come on. I mean, can't throw no kind of fruit on there. We already finished some pineapples. You can dip a strawberry in there. Let the blood be
damn.
Go ahead. Get that in there. Go ahead.
Oh, damn.
Go ahead. Dip it there.
That's
probably some old blood in there, too. Go ahead and dip that in there.
I'm going to write my list tonight. Can't get pineapple. Can't get strawberries. Can't get gizzards. Can't get whipped cream. What's next?
Man. Man, you can't even have a bologna sandwich on that
car.
Like, you can't do nothing with that.
I'm going to be skinny now. I ain't going to eat shit out. Well, I don't know about you. I don't give a hell about the bloody pussy, but if that shit is red and it tastes delicious, I'm going to eat some, goddammit. I'm fat and I love food.
I'm
Matter of fact, I'm about to go eat some ketchup now. Throw some shout-outs in the bloody pussy.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Well, Ms. 254, I thank you so much for tuning in. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere. I promise you we'll be right back to you, okay?
You better learn my name.
What is your name? Tell me. What's your name?
I was just tweeting you. It's Vimo.
Oh, Vimo. Hi. I'm going to remember that. 731, I'm going to remember Vimo.
Hey, I got a pretty face. You better look at it. I promise you,
I'm going to remember that, okay?
Because
I'm going to tweak it back and say gizzards and whipped cream and chicken liver and all kinds of shit that I'm never, ever going to eat again in life.
Just rub your nipples on it, Teddy. Just rub your nipples. It'll be okay.
No, I can't even do that. This is wrong. Well, you better not rub your nipples to that gizzard. That is just nasty.
I held up. Look, I'm going to take me my fourth shower for the day, goddamn it. As soon as I get off the phone. This is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling a little guilty, Teddy?
I'm not feeling guilty. This is wrong. Ew, wrong. Gizzard, damn it.
Y'all ladies are full for picking this topic.
All right. Look, we going to come back to you. You hear me? And when we come back to you, this topic is crazy. You wait till the next topic, okay? You think this one is wrong? I got a raw one for you. It's going to be off the chain. You hear me?
I'm ready.
All right. I like when you're ready.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right.
All right. Code 804-591. The question and the topic is tonight, how do you feel about women that go down low on the bloody coochie?
What the fuck? Really?
Well, damn, shit. She just went in, didn't
she? Yeah, I always go in. No, for real, KC, me and you on a straight-up brain link or something, because as soon as you said chitlins, I was just thinking, I was like, well, my word would be chitlins. And he was like, yeah, you know, some chitlins. I was like, ah, shit.
Yes, Lord. Chitlins are nasty as shit. And my mama always, because you don't know no good eating until you eat some chitlins. Hell no, I know them shouldn't think when you put them in the bowl and the goddamn pot. Like, that mean I don't want them. Shit.
Like ass and all kinds of shit.
But your chitlins reminds me of a fucking dirty ass, so that's why I was like, ugh. Like, I wouldn't even go, I wouldn't go near that. But no, for real, Teddy, when you said pineapples, I was like, pineapples,
oh
mango, something.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't,
hold on, you didn't added another, you didn't added another thing to my list of shit I'm not
going
to eat no more.
I am so sorry. You know what? Let's not talk about food.
Please not. I'm going to be skinny, bushy, flat,
though. Shoot. I'll be along with you because every time I'm going to be at the store, I'm going to be like,
No.
But no,
uh-uh.
No, I want to go down on the bloody pussy. That's just nasty. And I wouldn't let anyone go down on me. Not even if we take a shower or whatever. Like, for real, my number one question is, before I even get the girl, is, by the way, have you earned your red wings? And if they say yes, I'm going to be like, oh, let's just be friends. And no, but this topic, though, I'm not going to lie, I had to change my pajamas because I was wearing all red. I looked down, I said, aw, shit, now I'm wearing all blue.
This shit turned your apples right on
there. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, and I'm the one that wears red hair, so I'm like, aw, shit, now I got to change my hair color and everything because everything's just going to remind me of bloody pussy. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. Now that you said something about wearing red, I got to take off this red jersey that I got on. This is some bullshit, yeah. Jesus.
Right.
Now I'm stripping this some stuff.
If I was about to, you know, go down on the girl and she's like, by the way, you know, do you want to earn your red rings? I'm going to be like, time out. Technical foul. I'm like, throw in the flag. that's wrong. I don't know why someone would do that to someone. I mean, like, when I'm just saying, since we being all real and shit on here, when I'm on my period, I am literally the devil in the motherfucking self because I don't want no one touching me, looking at me. You know, I'm surprised I haven't even gotten fired from work because I don't give a fuck when it comes to my period. Can't do it. No. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about that. Thanks for destroying any red stuff for me. And destroying food for me and Teddy, since I already, you know, destroyed the fruit.
Yes, you got to get the belt for you.
Yeah, that's about it for me.
So we want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Thank you for your input. And definitely, I'm about to take off my red, too. And don't go nowhere, because we got an awesome topic coming up next, okay?
Of course. I can't go nowhere now.
All right, sweetheart. We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right.
Here you go, 248-242. I want you to tell me, how do you feel about women that go down on the bloody pussy?
Oh,
really.
Hello?
That's, no. That's, no, that's not happening. That's gross. No. Gross.
Yes, it is. 100% gross.
It ain't gonna stop me from eating food, though. I ain't got no weak stomach, but that's just, that is, that's nasty. No. No.
No. What you say, Teddy Pineapples?
No. Hell, look,
what you say, Casey?
I said Teddy be saying pineapples. That's a challenge, goddamn it. Hell no.
I'm saying chitlins now, but I can't do it. No more pineapples and chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, thanks.
Thanks for no thanks. To each his own, but I'm good. I'm good on that one.
I hear that. We definitely want to thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere because I got another one for you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Let's go on to area code 86099. Oh, how do you feel about the women that go down on that woman and get their red ring? Talk to us.
Yeah. What the fuck is that all about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't. No, I have a weak stomach. Okay, I have a weak stomach, okay? I don't eat gizzards anyways. I'm going to look at chicken gizzards, and I totally dislike. I don't fuck with chitlins. I'm allergic to pineapple. I don't give a damn. It's nasty. I mean, come on. No. I can't. I'm at a loss for words. All I can do is laugh. No. Absolutely not. Oh, man. I can't even believe you brought up this topic. Wait until I see you in 2 weeks. You got the belt? Honey, I got a razor strap for your ass.
Oh, man. No. We talk about it all, baby, and that's a topic that need to be talked about. I
want
to know.
Wait a minute. Wait, but the thing is that when they started talking about squirters, and oh my, I can't, listen, I don't eat at people's houses that make spaghetti on the first go round. I really don't. That is a rule that I have learned from a child. If a woman invites me over for dinner and she says she's having spaghetti, I'm not fucking with it. Because, number one, and I like what people said about, I haven't had my period since 2002. I had a hysterectomy, so I'm all straight with that. But when I did have my period, I moved out of the house every fucking month and went back to my mom's house. That is the truth. You could not look at me, talk to me, nothing. I am the most incorrigible bitch when I'm on my period, and I don't get it anymore. Thank goodness. It's been 10 years since I've had one. But, you know, no. Mm-hmm. No. No, all I can imagine is, like, looking up and having shit drip down. I said, no. No. That's just nasty. No, thank you. On to the next. Talk to you later. I'll be listening. No. Absolutely not. Okay? No. No. Pineapples, chicken livers, chitlins. No. On to the next. I'll talk to you all on the next one. Because I know it's going to be even more gully than this, so go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. We'll be right back to you. All right, here you go, 305-834. Tell us exactly how did you feel about the red wings and the sucking on the bloody pussy. Talk to us.
Yo. I woke up, like, I fell asleep, and I had the phone, like, leaning on my motherfucking ear, and all I heard was bloody pussy, and I woke up. I thought I was fucking having a nightmare. First, the fucking foremost, that shit is fucking disgusting, yo. This Mr. Miami, and now I eat no bloody pussy. Fuck that. I don't even want my girl sleeping in the same bed as me on that shit. Like, fuck that. But true shit, hell yeah, I play with the pussy all day. I ain't gonna finger you, but yeah, I rub on the little clit, as long as you got a clean tampon in, I rub on it, whatever. I blow on it, you ain't kissing it, I ain't licking it. Good on that. I use that toy, them toys, very useful when it comes to situations like this. Caution. Precaution. Blood carries diseases. Let me say that again. Blood causes and also carries diseases. What the fuck? No hating to nobody that it ain't the bloody pussy, but hold up, like that shit is fucking foul. Like, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Like, I can understand as kids growing up, you know what I'm saying, you want to experiment with some shit, you know what I'm saying, but that ain't the right route to go. You know, because you get into that blood, you know, favorite instance, hypothetically, a girl got AIDS. Boom, it's traveling through that blood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with it. Keep all access denied. Deny that shit. Deny it. You know what I'm saying? I had experience with a foul-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? An older bitch that you would think knew better. You know? Never eat pussy and never fuck a girl in the dark. Never. Like, if they're laying in the bed trying to be all sexy and stuff and be like, turn off the light. Fuck that. Have a secret flashlight by you because the shit ain't right. If you want the light off, bitch, I need to see what I'm touching, licking, and fucking. I need to see it.
Right.
Let it out. Like I said, I ran into a bad experience, and when I tell you, I beat her up. I ain't gonna lie. I am not a womanizer. I do not beat on women. No, Mr. Miami does not. But in that particular incident, that hoe was foul and that hoe was wrong. And if that hoe is listening to Mr. Miami, bitch, you know who you is. You foul, dirty ass hoe.
Mm.
Anywho, yeah, you know, sometimes you cannot tell when a female is on their period. You know, good hygiene is a must when you are on your period. It is 100 plus degrees fucking everywhere in the world right now. You know, don't go to the fucking beach knowing that you're on your period. Bitch, what is wrong with you? Don't sleep with a tampon in. What the fuck is wrong with you? Toxic shock syndrome, bitch. Come on, read about this shit. This shit's real. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I ain't gonna go down on no female that's on their period. You know what I'm saying? My girl, you know, I give mad respect to my woman because she's the type of female. And I ain't gonna lie, I am a sexaholic to my fucking name. I am an Aquarius. I am a nymphomaniac. I love it. I love pussy. Like, man, listen, I love pussy. But I don't love it that much to kill my motherfuckers, though. Yeah, pussy ain't worth it, my folks. Yeah, you know, just good hygiene, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, fuck all that, you know what I'm saying? Even if a female put a tampon in, you know what I'm saying, before y'all fuck, you know what I'm saying? If that female bleeding hard, you know what I'm saying, and she constantly squeezing her inside to nut or whatever the case may be, blood's still coming out. I don't give a fuck. All access is not denied because you got a tampon in. You know what I'm saying? Especially when a lot of people be like, well, I got out. Some people, you know, be like, tell a woman to get in the shower. Boom. But when you get in the shower, it only delays your period for about 5 to 10 minutes. But when it come down, it's coming down twice as hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Dush the pussy as a must. When you get off your fucking period, dush that shit. What's wrong? Dush that. Mm-mm. That she be carrying all them bloody old-ass odors and shit? Nah, bitch, tighten that up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your legs closed, for real. Don't do that. Anybody that's out there listening, I'm only telling y'all because I'm telling y'all what God loves, and God don't like no dirty person. He ain't too fine to them clean motherfuckers either. You know what I'm saying? But don't do it. Don't eat nobody's pussy. You know, I'm a stud, you know what I'm saying? And I barely allow my woman to touch me. No, I am not a touch me, not a stud. I love to be touched. But, you know, when you're on your period, bitch, be cramping and shit, bitch, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? I don't be wanting the bitch to be like, baby, trying to rub my stomach and shit. Man, I am not pregnant. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, don't do that shit. You putting your life in jeopardy all over some pussy, you know, and you can wait them look 3 to 5, 5 to 7 days. You know what I'm saying? If you know, a lot of people are like, well, me and my woman, we plan on being together for a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? So some people be like, well, I know I had a question directed to me. I do a lot of interviews with people, talk radio shows, whatever. And somebody asked me once upon a time, you know, since me and my girl have the relationship that we have and we're so strong in our relationship, would I, like, have video sex with her, like somebody allowing us to, like, watching us fuck? Like, no, you're disrespecting yourself and you're disrespecting your woman. You know, that's the same thing with your period. You know what I'm saying? Don't disrespect your woman. You know, even some women be like, yeah, they want their pussy. Hey, you know right then that they dirty-ass female. Because ain't no clean, classy broad. I mean, I ain't going to call it no broad. But ain't no clean, classy woman going to let you eat their pussy on a period. You know, you're going to want it even more when you can't eat that pussy in 5 to 7 days. So when you get it, you know, to beat it out the frame, eat it out the frame, whatever. But don't go down and come up with Bloody Mary all over your motherfucking face. It ain't cute. It's not healthy. It's not attractive. And you might not even notice you got something. You spread it to the next person. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit. Real talk. Think about your health, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is some gross-ass shit. I'm not judging nobody by no means necessary. I'm not judging. You want to eat that shit? Go eat it. I'm just saying it ain't healthy. I'm giving you my point of view on it. But when your ass laying up in the hospital and somebody else on Facebook writing saying that you're getting ready to die from AIDS, don't say that I ain't warned your ass. Because I am. We warned everybody right now that's listening to She's On Radio. Everybody that has spoken on this radio has told y'all nothing but the truth. Don't eat that shit. Say no. And if the femme ain't strong enough, or, you know, there's some studs out here that like that shit. You know, there's a lot of stuff for studs. You know, I don't really know how that works. But, yeah, you know, don't fuck that shit. Don't do that shit, y'all. Y'all fucking with my brain. We all said that bloody pussy shit. Like, y'all struck a nerve in Mr. Miami Head because I am, a germophobic. Like, I hate germs, and that's, like, one of the biggest fucking germs is a bloody pussy and saliva out of somebody's mouth.
Yes. Stop it. Stop it. Stop.
It's wrong. That.
Wrong.
Chitlin. It's all Lord Chitlin. Lord Chitlin. Chitlin's
yeah.
Invisible.
It's bad enough when people exchanging kisses and I'm not even the type of person. I don't even like kissing all like that. Like, don't give me a fucking saliva. Like, what the fuck?
I don't like it either, man. I thought
don't
I was
be opening your mouth on me to kiss all down your throat and shit, touching your tonsils with my tongue. Bitch, give me a perk on the kiss. Just give me a dry kiss. I don't want that sloppy shit. Nah, hell nah. That's just like, you know, it's a difference when you're eating pussy when it's not on the period, you know, because it's actually a woman's juice is just coming out. It's a good part of it. Ain't shit good about smelling or tasting blood. It tastes like fucking metal. I know everybody as a kid and had nosebleeds. It tastes like metal. Come on, metal and fish don't fucking mix. Stop the madness, people. Stop it. And let me tell y'all, she's on. I did not appreciate being left off home for 25 minutes. To get to this damn. I was getting ready to inbox y'all on Facebook and was like, listen, I'm tapping my foot. I'm waiting. I couldn't wait until y'all said 305. I got out the room and went back in the room thinking my name would probably go up on the list or something shit.
Man, look.
I be slugging.
it be getting good on here, man. It be getting good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, I don't be really on Facebook like that, so all the little talk shows and, like, the radio, I don't be up on those joints like that, you know what I mean? So sometimes I might have to swing through and be like, hey, yo, we having this on the radio tonight, you know what I'm saying? You see how I should come through and fuck with me on my page so I'll be able to come and show y'all love and support, you know what I mean?
Right.
On Facebook,
man. But you know what, Facebook, like for real, I honestly don't even know. I think I'd be on Twitter more than Facebook now.
You know what, I got a Twitter, and I don't know how to work the shit. Don't tell nobody that, though.
You know what, my assistant...
My manager and my assistant made me two different YouTubes and Twitters. And I only know how to function with the fucking YouTube. I can't work no fucking Twitter. I be trying to tweet shit, and then I be following somebody. I be confused as fuck. I can't do it, y'all. Y'all gonna have to forgive me. Hit me up on the Yahoo, or hit me up on the Facebook, or hit me up on the 305. Other than that, Mr. Miami, I can't fuck with I don't know how to work it. Don't tell nobody that, because I'm like, damn, this bitch stripping. This bitch don't even have a Twitter. Look, y'all forgive me. It ain't like that. But advisory, it's the health advisory going around now. It just came on the news. Did y'all see it? Did anybody just turn on the news?
No.
If y'all turn on y'all TV right now, I don't give a fuck what time it is, the news going to be on, because I said it's going to be on. But the news just said don't eat bloody pussy either. The health advisory going around.
Okay. Take caution.
You know, and I'm going to tell y'all, there's so many healthy ways that y'all can have sex. You don't want to eat a pussy, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all might be like, fuck that, I'm eating my bitch pussy on her period. Woo, 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 fuck what Mr. Miami say. Them motherfuckers don't know how good it is. We don't know. You know, we don't know. We not fucking your woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's healthy ways. You know, you want to use a mouth condom, there's a thing called mouth condom. You know, there is a thing called female condom. You know, so even if you want to just be down there for the fun of it or whatever, you know, you don't actually necessarily have to touch the blood. But just the whole vision, I would have to watch what I'm eating and the whole vision of, oh, hell nah. I can't even vision that shit right now. Kill the vision. But, you know, if y'all do want to eat the pussy, go ahead. You know, it is what it is. But use mouth condoms. At least use mouth condoms. You know, you want to finger your girl on her period? Use gloves. Fuck that. That hoe just going to have some latex in it for a hot second. You know, I'm telling you, I strap them fingers up, strap that tongue down, strap them dicks up, because it's going down. Y'all see these AIDS rates and STD rates and shit? And it's growing more in the motherfucking gay community than it is in the straight.
That's right.
We got to hold our shit down a little bit more tighter. You know what I'm saying? We constantly want to fight for rights, but we steady fucking up in the process. You know, like I said, just don't ever encourage nobody to eat nobody pussy on their period. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no good friend going to tell you to go eat your woman period, pussy on her period. If you a real nigga and a real friend, they gonna say keep away from that shit. And your girl ain't gotta have no type of diseases. But you never fucking know.
Yeah.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? Just take precaution. You know what I'm saying? It was my honor and my pleasure to be on She's On radio station tonight. You know what I'm saying? It was a big honor from me and Team Mr. Miami. And we appreciate y'all for having us. And me having, y'all having myself, and like I said, hopefully y'all be able to inbox and we'll be able to do some type of interview or something at a later date. And like I said, mad props to the LGBT community. Shouts out to All Pride going on and going down, and hopefully y'all have fun at y'all Pride that y'all throwing, because I see your flyers. I know y'all got some hot people coming out, you know what I'm saying, and hope y'all do y'all thing and enjoy yourselves and be safe.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Check your Facebook. And check it ASAP.
All right. Well, like I said, y'all have a good night. Y'all make sure these y'all constantly influence them.
Because I'm going to stay on this motherfucking radio station just to hear what they got to say. And if the next topic come up and I'm on this motherfucker, y'all better make sure 305 is answered, because I'm going to go crazy. Yeah. I'm going to listen to Miami to go crazy, because when I go crazy, I just don't come back. Like, I just don't come back to Earth. Like, and y'all don't want me not to come back to Earth, because then y'all ain't going to be able to talk to me on the radio. So y'all don't want me to go crazy. Y'all see 305, just answer for me, because I'm going to go crazy. Listen. I'm telling y'all, when I don't get hurt.
We want you to go crazy. We want you to go crazy.
Ah, see. Ah, hell no. Nah. Ah, hell no. Nah. What the fuck? Ah, see, now I'm watching Bob the Builder. Now I got to go to sleep.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Now I got to go to sleep. But like I said, mad shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fuck with me. Team Mr. Miami, Mr. Miami Exotic Slut Entertainer, my website. And y'all make sure y'all inbox me so we can get some type of things set up so I can do an interview with y'all, and people can get to know a little bit more about me, because I know a lot of people, like, they don't get to talk to Mr. Miami and, you know, get to ask me questions personally. You know, people, like, some people think that that's not even me on Facebook that be writing people back in inboxes and stuff. I'm not the type of entertainer. Y'all ain't got to go through my assistants and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Go through me. I'm a human. You know what I'm saying? Fuck having a manager and all of that. You know, I got mad props and mad love for them. But at the end of the day, I run my own business, and I'm a more of a direct person. I don't like that third-party shit. So make sure y'all hit me up, and hopefully I'll be able to come in a cahoots with y'all, and we'll be able to do something, all right?
All right.
Shouts out to you. She's on radio station. I'm out of here, baby.
Thanks so much for your love, man.
All right.
All right, so look, I'm going to just go ahead and hit the next topic because we only got 10 minutes, so let's make it quick, everybody, make it real quick. The topic is right now, well, actually, we got 9, I'm sorry, don't kill me. How do you feel about people, humans, having sex with animals? Yeah.
Oh, God. You went from way straight to the goddamn next.
Yes, Kenlins. Yes. How do you feel about grown-ass naked humans having sex with animals? Yes.
Chitlin, all that nasty stuff, bro. Oh, God.
Ladies, press the 1. Let's make it quick. 1 minute, 2 minute top. We only got 8 minutes. All right, go 254-624. How do you feel about humans having sex with pigs and donkeys? Talk to us.
That's gross. I don't see how you can stick your stuff inside of an animal or let an animal stick them. What? I don't even understand. Like, what the heck? I don't understand. I'm so confused right now. That's what?
Hey, look at animals the same. I need to stay home.
I don't see how you can just be like, oh, well, you know, I was chilling with my dog today, and, you know, I was kind of feeling it, so, you know, me and my dog got it on. What
the hell?
Or, you know, my homegirl got this horse, and, you know, that horse is so hung, so, you know, me and that horse. Like, what the heck? I don't understand, man. That's nasty.
I'm gonna go pray when I go to bed. Yes, I'm here.
Man, I ain't gonna be able to. What? Oh my gosh. Kidding. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like,
they got exclusive for you, baby. You're not a handler. I wanna know, would you have sex with Mr. Ed? I want you to answer the question. Would you get it in with Mr. Ed? Tell me.
Who is Mr. Egg? What?
The talking horse shit. Would you fuck him? Would you let him bend you over? And would you let him give it to you raw with the cum and the bloody pussy? Would you let...
First off, no. Do you know what a horse looks like? I would die. I would. My body would split in half and I would die. That's disgusting. Horses can stick to horses. Humans stick to humans, and that's the end of the story.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for your input on the horses and the humans. Do not go anywhere because,
I'm saying. All
right. Thanks for the support. Area code 248-242.
Hey, answer this question for me. How do you feel about the humans having sex with the motherfucking animals? Talk to me, 248.
Casey. For real. For real. I ain't even got nothing to say, but I'm just saying. Leave the animals alone, for real.
let me refresh you then, sweetheart. Would you have
Would you let the pig from Charlottesville get it in with the booty?
Would you let the pigs and the horses get it in with the humans? How do you feel about the piggy donkeys and the horses fucking the humans? Do you think it's okay or no or what?
No. For real. Seriously. For real. No. No. Just no.
No. God, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
Lord, help us all.
Chitlin, can you imagine fucking the same thing that you make barbecue out of?
Oh,
God. Accident.
Oh, God.
Really? Barbecue on the list now. Can't do it.
No. No.
All right, sweetheart, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere, because we got to finish the combo, all right? All right, there you go, 860-990. Question is, how you feel about humans fucking animals? Talk to us.
Bestiology. Yeah. Hell no. No, I do not want to see a horse fuck a lady from behind. No, I do not want to lick a pig. I do not want to fuck a goat. I do not like them Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
No.
I do not want to fuck a duck.
No.
God. Just plain out, no. Thank you, and good night.
Oh,
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Ew.
Thank you so much for stopping the show on radio. Thank you so much. And you got 305, Mr. Miami. How do you feel, Mr. Miami, about the damn ducks and the dogs getting fucked by the humans?
Plain and simple, it's sickening as fuck. Like, damn, an animal? Like, it's somebody for everybody out here. It's another crackhead for a crackhead. There's another pregnant woman for whatever. There is some fucking body for everybody. Why the fuck do you have to go fuck a fucking animal? What the fuck? Do y'all know how big them fucking horses' dicks are? What the fuck? That shit is gross. How do you fuck a fucking animal? You can't finger or jack off your damn self. What the fuck? Man, what the fuck? I just want to beat people up when I hear shit like that. Like, what the fuck is going through their goddamn head?
Don't be fucking animal folks.
Them hoes need to be in jail. Them hoes need to be animal they damn self. That's the case. Fuck you fucking animal folks. Oh, dirty, trifling ass summer bitches. Yeah, I said it. Who gonna do something about it? The animal fuckers.
That shit is unreal.
That's like eating after a fucking dog or some shit. Like, I'm not gonna give my pickle to a dog and have him bite it and I bite it back. Like, that ain't no romantic shit. Sharing a pickle with a fucking animal, let alone getting fucked by an animal? Man, what the fuck are you doing? Sucking it? Man, you. What, how the fuck is you up, man? What the fuck? How are you fucking animals? It's not real. Like, I can't even say it's impossible because, man, it's just crazy. I better YouTube that shit. People fucking animals. It's on there. It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit just sickening, disgusting, make me want to throw up in my mouth. But I'm about to go to bed. I just put up on my motherfucking laptop this big ass picture of me and my wife so I can just look at it before I go to bed, probably masturbate a little bit. Oh, shit, I'm talking too much. Y'all was supposed to hear that part, you know what I mean? Nah, but I'm open ass nigga. Shit, it is what it is. Shit, mine knows. Shit, I'll call her in a minute. Baby, let's get it. She be at work. Hold on, baby. Break room. All right. Shit. I'm going to get mine. Shit. But yeah, don't fucking animals, people. Animal cruelty, you know, you're fucking the same animal that your child is probably petting and rubbing on day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. You're jacking a little dog dick off and shit, watching a little pink thing. That shit is disgusting. Like fingering a cat. How do you finger a fucking cat? Like, what the fuck? Yo, they just need to take, just keep all the animals in the zoo. That's just crazy. Just put all the motherfuckers, even the ants. They fucking ants nowadays. You know, these ants ain't shit bigger than a motherfucking pinky. They fucking ants too. So, yeah, look, listen. Keep the kids away and keep the animals even further.
I know
it. Because it ain't right. But yeah, y'all, I'm about to go to bed. It was great talking to y'all. We're going to be letting y'all know when Mr. Miami is going to be doing the interview. We're going to let it be posted. Make sure y'all ask me questions. You can ask me if I fuck your grandma. I'll probably tell you yeah. Because I know it's what you want to hear. Nah, but I fucked with y'all on the hard note, real talk. It was my honor. This is my first time, and I enjoyed myself. I never thought that I would step until 2 o'clock on the fucking phone. And when I get cussed out in the morning by my wife, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be calling. She's on. I'm going to be making sure I holler at y'all when I'm in the process of getting cussed out. I'm going to make sure y'all get a little bit of that, little bit of that. I'm like, what the fuck was you on the phone with at 2 o'clock in the morning? Because I don't delete none of my calls. So then I'm going to be like, well, I was on this radio. I'm like, oh, you was on there trying to get you a bitch? And I'm like, nah, baby, chill out. No. Nah, she ain't like that. But it was much love, y'all. Quit fucking our animals. It ain't right.
We want to thank you, man. And definitely we'll figure that time out. And definitely we'll get you on here so we can talk to you.
All day. Well, like I said, good night, y'all. Rest up. You know what I'm saying? Don't put your animals in the bed. Don't hop on them tonight, please. Don't do it. Hump the sheets. Get a bed, some love, and get a pillow, some head or something. You know how to do it. Much love, y'all. Y'all go to sleep, and I fuck with y'all the long way tomorrow.
All right, y'all. You have a good night.
All right, now.
All right, we're going to take this last call. Make it brief, make it quick. We about to shut it down, and I don't want it to shut down on you. But she know I was going to hit her up for the show. Got over anyway. Hey, code 307. 279. I want to know from you, Miss Lady, because I know you are a Miss Lady. How do you feel about having sex with pigs and goats and dogs and whatever? Just humans and monkeys. Just how you feel about that shit?
I'm not a lady. Y'all know who this is. How you doing? Hey, Casey. Hey, Teddy.
Hey.
I'm just by myself tonight, but first of all, I have to say something real quick, really, really quick. The caller y'all had before, I don't know what she was drinking on, but she was funny. The caller before that, the green eggs and ham, whoever he said or she said, that shit was funny. But to answer the question, I think it's disgusting. I don't really need to get all mad and hype and cut y'all out. it's just pointless. I don't need to be like, fuck that, and you know. It's not a murder, like. It's not that deep, okay? It's not that deep. But basically, everybody knows it's nasty. You know, people that's crazy in a mind, they do stuff like that. Just know we're normal people. We don't do stuff like that. That's it. And thank y'all for supporting the show. Keep watching The Juice. And I would definitely see y'all August 4th in Richmond, Virginia.
All right. And we cannot wait to see you.
Yes.
I know that's right.
Well, definitely, you know, you have a good night, and we definitely going to be tuned in to the juice. Oh, let everybody know. Let them know how to
I'm sorry. How everybody doing? Basically, to see the full episodes of The Juice, of my new show that a whole lot of people are starting to talk about. Real fast, I just want to make this comment real quick before I tell everybody the website. Last Saturday, I was in Philly, and I actually had some guy that ran up to me and was like, "You're from The Juice?" I honestly thought that was very interesting because the show only been out for the past 2 or 3 weeks now, and for someone to come up to me to notice my face, that's actually a good look. But anyway, the website is thejuicetalkshow.com, just like that, thejuicetalkshow.com. There's both four episodes on there. One is about HIV and AIDS and STDs. Another video is about unfaithfulness. That's our recent video. And new videos that will air every Tuesday at 9 o'clock on our website. So definitely support and show us love, because we're just regular gay people just talking about real topics. It's very raw, very uncut, and a lot of people like it. So, again, thejuicetalkshow.com.
All right, y'all ladies, y'all definitely need to see that, because, you know, it's, they talk about a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't talk about. That's why I only want to do the word fuck it. I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them because, you know, I like real people, and, you know, sometimes you just got to get raw. Man, you know, that's the best way to be, is uncut, you know? So y'all better check them out.
But like I said, the whole cast, we're definitely going to be down there with y'all, partying, having fun, August 4th. Make sure everybody come out August 4th. How about you promote that? Come on.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
Promote that. Yeah, we definitely, we waiting on y'all. Know that. That's better. I'm sorry. Maybe it was the girl they got in my butt. I don't know.
I cannot.
I don't know what that was, but yeah, no jokes and butts on this show. No. Mm-mm. Let me leave that alone. No animal doing on here. Mm-mm. Yeah, but thank you for tuning in. Hey, Mom, have a good night. We definitely be up tomorrow. We definitely going to be tuning in to The Juice. I need to go get caught up. Nothing
gonna
do that.
Yeah, okay. That's why we made the website, so it'll be easier for everyone to go to. Even though the episodes are on YouTube, we just made the website so it'll be easier for everybody just to see every video like right then and there. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna definitely I'm gonna get on that. I'm gonna hurry up and get on that.
Thank you, Kylie.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, P.S., by the way, when I come down to Richmond, Virginia, I know it's like a whole lesbian event. You know, I party with my lesbian. But please let it be a couple of guys in there, because I am single at the end of the day, and I do want to see, like, at least one or two or three guys. Like.
I know that there will be at least two that I know for sure that are going to come. But, you know, if you know any, tell them to come. They can come.
Okay.
So, you know, tell them to come. And, like I said, she's on this no hate, baby. No hate. We love everybody, embrace everybody. So, you don't have to be a lesbian to come to our event. You can be a gay man, transsexual, transgender, you know. You can even fuck goats. Yeah, you can fuck goats. Come to Sheep Rat, go fucker, shit. You know? Yeah.
I need to shout out my co-host, Tiffany. I don't know if she's listening right now, but I just want to shout her out because she knows I love her. All right.
Well, she'll definitely hear that. She'll smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's my heart.
Well, y'all,
lady. Crack it up. Who that, Teddy? Let me go to this phone. Yeah. All right, y'all.
All right, babe. We'll hit you back later, okay? All right, ladies. Tonight, that concludes the show. We had an awesome show. We talked about fucking goats. We talked about eating the punana on the hairy, bushy, bloody pussy.
We also talked about long-distance relationships, and we talked about how to approach a woman or a man that you really want. So, if you want to listen to this episode again, now you want to promote it or however you want to do, http://tobtr.com/s/3517637, or you can go to www.svradio.biz. You can get all of the shows, and you can listen and tune in. Also, She Pride 2012, 2 weeks, ladies, is going down. 20 entertainers coming from Texas, Florida, Miami, Baltimore. They're coming from everywhere to come show you some love. So y'all definitely need to come and be in the building. www.shepride.tk is the website to get your tickets. If you do not have a ticket, do not come to the door because access will be denied. Yes, ma'am. Thank you in management. All right, so I love y'all so much. I love you, Teddy. I tell you this every day because I can't tell you when you're gone, baby, so I'm going to tell you why you're living on earth. I love you. I thank you so much for supporting me and the website, and I'm supporting you. And you know what I'm saying? I just thank you so much because you don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I really do. I thank you every day for coming on here and supporting.
No problem, bro. You know I thank you. You know I got your back. It's an honor and a privilege. I do it every day with your crazy ass.
You know, I was so crazy, my dear looking ass bitch.
Look, Mr. Brown. Look, I got you.
No, make me. My dear. Now I'm just let me get my wig good.
Oh,
what you was about to say?
I was about to say, don't make me go in my purse. Don't make me do it.
We ain't gonna go in the purse, baby. Tomorrow night we will be discussing, one of the topics will be stud on stud. That's going to be a topic that we will be discussing tomorrow. We've discussed it before, but who gives a shit? We're going to discuss it tomorrow, too. So, tune in tomorrow.
All right.
Stud on stud is going to be the main topic, and we're going to have some subtopics as well. So, if you want to talk about anything, go ahead and press the button, girl. Go ahead and tweet me on Facebook, man. Call me, whatever. Just don't shit on me and don't put your period blood on me because
oh,
I will slap the shit out of you. I'm so serious.
Hitting.
Yes. So y'all ladies have a good night. She prides in 2 weeks. Y'all make sure y'all hit up the juice. Y'all heard them. It's going to be awesome. Y'all check that out, because if you do not support your LGBTQIA community, then
in the boat.
What are you doing? You're just a lame. You're just stupid. So, well, support. I love y'all so much. Y'all have a good night, and I will see you at midnight.
Good night.